जय राधा कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा कुंज बिहारी गिरिवर धारी जय गोविंद गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावर चारी यमुना यमुना तीरावर चारी Thank you.
द्वारकाधीश भगवान की, श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की, श्री गिरी गोवर्धन की, पंचतत्व गौर निताय की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की, सैटरडे लव फीस्ट प्रोग्राम की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Nitai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. So, we like to welcome all the devotees for today's Saturday Love Feast program. So, today we will speak in English, as you know, about the topic. Anybody can tell me the topic? What is the topic for today? Did you get the emails from temple? Anybody who get the email from the temple for the program, Saturday and Sunday Love Feast program? You got? What is the topic for today? Holy books for the unholy crooks. Means the people, those who are crooks, crooked, very very smart people, for them there are books which are holy books. So please try to listen what I am going to tell you about scriptures, why scriptures are required in our life, how they become important. So we'll discuss through Bhagavad Gita shloka from chapter 3, text number 15. Do you have Bhagavad Gita, anybody of you? So please try to listen about the chapter 3, 15th shloka. I am going to recite it.
Karma Brahma Udbhavam Vidhi Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam Tasmat Tasmat Sarvagatam Brahma Nityam Yajante Pratishthitam.
I will chant it again. Try to listen.
Karma Brahma Udbhavam Vidhi ब्रह्माक्षरं समुद्भवं तस्मा सर्वगतं ब्रह्म नित्यं यजन्ते प्रतिष्ठितं कर्म ब्रह्म उद्भावं विधि ब्रह्माक्षरं समुद्भवं तस्मा सर्वगतं ब्रह्म नित्यं यज्ञे प्रतिष्ठितं.
So in this shloka, the translation of this shloka is, regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas, and the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, the all-pervading transcendence is eternally situated in acts of sacrifice.
Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutile Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Tadate Sabda Kantikam. Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Pad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagan Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijan Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Padmebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So you just listen about this shloka. You understood the translation of this shloka? This shloka says the regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas. Vedas say about some regulative practices, activities. And people question why the Vedas are being given. Why the Vedas are being given? So the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People question from where the Vedas come. People question this. From where did you get these Vedas? These are manly written. Somebody Ved Vyas has written it. How can we understood the philosophy of Krishna consciousness by reading the Vedas which are given by some human being? But that point is cut here because it is written Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the meaning of Ved is knowledge. What is the meaning of Ved? Knowledge. And what is the meaning of Vedna? In Hindi there is a word called Vedna. What do you mean by Vedna? Huh? Sorrows. Sorrows. Problems. So when there is Ved not available, Vedna means when there is no knowledge about the scriptures, then you have to go through Vedna, sorrows. So Vedas are very, very most important part of our human life. There is a shloka in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, 23rd shloka. Yam shastra vidhim usraje vartante kam karar na sam siddhim apanavoti na sukham na param gatim. It means if you live your life without accepting the Vedas or scriptures, neither you get the happiness here in this material world, neither after the death. People think that once we will die, everything will be okay. But it's not okay, because you have to come back again, because you have lived your life in sinful way. People will say, I am not murdering anybody, I am not killing anybody. How can I become the sinful man? Because in again Bhagavad Gita, it is written that yajna shishtante ashtanto muchante sarvakalbisham. Somebody who is not offering the food to the Lord and eating it directly from the market, he is eating sin. What is eating? And the example is when people get typhoid or some kind of disease, they used to get some antibiotics called streptomycin. Mycin matlab? Mere paap, mycin. So everybody who is eating streptomycin, peptomycin, they are eating mycin because they are not offering their food to the Lord. So this life is sinful if we are not offering everything to Lord. So we have to live our life according to the scriptures. Now the point arises, there are Ved, four kind of Vedas. Anybody knows four Vedas, the name of four Vedas? Hari Bol. Chant Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So there are four Vedas. Means you become Chaturvedi. You know four Vedas. So the four Vedas are called as Chaturvedas. Chaturvedi. Somebody who knows it becomes the Chaturvedi. But Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita again, that the Brahman is not by reciting the shlokas or understanding the Vedas. Chaturvarnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasha. My, this whole universe is divided into four parts on the actions, not on the basis of knowledge, on the actions. If you have knowledge and if you are not implementing it, then it is waste. For example, somebody become a doctor, MD, medicine, and he just knows that I am a medicine doctor, but now he is not practicing anywhere in clinic. Will you call him as a doctor? Why? He is not utilizing his knowledge. He is not practicing. So somebody who knows Vedas but not implementing in the life, that Vedas says that we have to surrender to Lord Krishna. If somebody is not surrendering to Lord Krishna after reading Vedas, it is like a donkey. Like a donkey. Prabhupada gave an example that donkey take care of lots of silk clothes on his back. And the washerman takes the donkey from one part to the another part of a river. But never get a donkey or knicker of silk clothes. Did anybody give a donkey a knicker to wear of silk? But that donkey carries a lots of silk on his back. So somebody who carries lots of knowledge on his back but not implementing the knowledge in his life, he become like a donkey. So take care. First of all, you need to have knowledge and then implement that knowledge in your life. Then that become successful. So there are various kinds of knowledge available. That we say as Upanishads. We say like Upanishads, Puranas. And the topmost Puran is Srimad Bhagavatam. Topmost Puran is? Who is talking? So the topmost Purana is Srimad Bhagavatam. Out of all the 18 Puranas, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Puran. Vedas are being divided into three parts, the Karma Kanda, Gyan Kanda and Upasana Kanda. The Gyan Kanda is the pious activities. Gyan Kanda is Nivritti Marg and the Karma Kanda is Pravritti Marg. Pravritti Marg means somebody who is giving donations for social work activities. He is doing a Karma Kanda. Like you are giving some donations for the food program or some other program, you are doing a Karma Kanda. And when you are praying to the Lord for the upliftment of your life, for your desires, then it becomes a Gyan Kanda. But when you worship the Lord for the satisfaction of the Lord, for making the Lord happy, like you serve your father. For serving father, do you require any kind of activities? For your serving father, do you need any rewards? Your father has given everything in the starting when you were a child. Now you are grown up. Now it's your responsibility to serve father. But does your father require any reward? Do you need any reward from your father? So this is a loving relationship. When this kind of relationship develops between Lord and his devotees, then it becomes Upasana Kanda. So we have to go through this kind of Upasana. Okay, so this is dependent on the faith of a devotee. This is depend on the faith of a devotee. There is a story, a very beautiful, interesting story. What happened? That once there was a lady used to carry a milk pot on his head to a holy man, a sadhu. And what happened? That one day that sadhu asked to that lady, that milk woman, that you come to offer me milk at very late in the morning, at 8 o'clock. But my worship starts at 4 o'clock. My worship starts at 4 o'clock. So she said, my my hut is on the other side of the river, I cannot cross and come. So how can I give you milk at 4 o'clock? He said, you can carry boat at 4 o'clock. She said, no, I cannot carry boat at 4 o'clock because the boatman comes at 6 o'clock. So how can I take boat at 4 o'clock and can offer you milk at 4 o'clock? Then Sadhu said, you people are fools because you don't know there is a mantra which can take you from that riverside to this riverside. What is that mantra? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So this mantra is very powerful. You just chant once and you will be on the this side of river. Lady said, really? Sadhu Maharaj, it will happen? Yes, my dear lady, it will happen. Problem is with you people, human being, that you don't believe on sadhus. Okay. You are saying, so from tomorrow onwards, I will take the name of the Lord and will cross the river by chanting Hare Krishna. Next morning, she took milk at 3:30, carried the pot on the head, came on the riverside and chanted Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And came on the side, walking on the water. Then she knocked the door of Sadhu at 4:30. Sadhu Maharaj was sleeping happily. Where he said that every morning I wake up and worship my deities. But now 4:30 he was sleeping. Fake Sadhu. Then what happened when he opened the door in very uncultured clothes? He asked, hey, how come you came so early 4:30? He said, you told me, Sadhu Maharaj, yesterday that just chant the holy name of the Lord and you can cross the river. This mantra can take you to the ocean of nescience. Doesn't it have a power to cross you the simple river? So I crossed the river and came with the milk pot. He said, It cannot happen. You cannot become so pure that by chanting you can cross the river by walking. Come and see me, show me. Then both of them reached to the riverside. Shri Rukmani Dwarkadesh Bhagwan ki jai Jagannath Baleswar Rudra Maharani ki Gaur Nitai ki jai Parit Bhavan Srila Prabhupada ki. So they came on the other side of the river. And now Sadhu Maharaj said, now show me. Show me. Walk on the river by chanting Hare Krishna. Show me. She said, what are you joking, Sadhu Maharaj? You itself told me about the mantra that you can cross the river by chanting. Now you are not believing on me. First you go because you are a preacher and I am a follower. So first you cross, then I will come. So she said, okay. Sadhu Maharaj said, no, I can't. First you show me, walk on the river, then I will follow you. She said, okay, if you say because you are my guru, I will follow. Then again, she took the empty pot on her head and chanted, and crossed again the river. But now, this time, what happened? That while Sadhu Maharaj's turn came, she said, Sadhu Maharaj, on the other side, come, Sadhu Maharaj, please come, I am waiting for you, my father is sick, once you come this side, please offer some medicines, Ayurvedic, to my father also. Then Sadhu Maharaj says, okay, I will also try, and now Sadhu Maharaj hold his dhoti of silk in very comfortable position and now started walking very protectively on the river. He kept his first foot chanting Hare Krishna and fall down, drowned in the river till neck, he was in the water. Now lady was surprised, Sadhu Maharaj, what happened to you? Then a voice came from sky, Akashvani, that, oh stupid Sadhu, you know the path, but you don't believe on it. She doesn't know the path, but she believes on it. So the important is not what you have. The important is how much belief you have on the path you are following it. There are Bhagavad Gita available in India since time immemorial. 5,000 years back Bhagavad Gita was there and Bhagavad Gita is still here, but people don't believe on it. Where you people keep Bhagavad Gita in your house? Where do you keep? Studying table. Anybody else? Where do you keep Bhagavad Gita, Prabhuji? Mandir. Prabhuji keep in Mandir, somebody keeps a studying table. And where do you keep the newspaper every morning? Dining table. And evening? Dustbin, almirahs. So the knowledge which is available in dustbin in the next morning, people are very interested in reading every morning. Oh, this is the dustbin knowledge. But the knowledge which is very important, since 5,000 years it is in almirahs, in study tables and in temples, but nobody believed on it. If you believe on it, then the miracles happen in your life. So there are four kinds of purushart explained in Bhagavatam. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. People do dharma. Some people are called themselves as dharmic. You also say that we are dharmic. Dharmic people means one who does dharma for achieving the artha. For achieving, artha means wealth. People do dharma to achieve wealth. Hey, Ishwar, please provide me good fortune. Please provide me good luck. Please pass on my examination. Please give me this luxury. Please give me that luxury. So it means that we are doing dharma for artha. And dharma, artha and then kaam. And some people also do dharma for getting married. Kama, for desires. But after they get bored of with the artha and kaam, they say we need moksha. We need the path of moksha. So people are following dharma for artha, kama and lastly moksha. But this bhakti, which is chanting the holy name of the Lord, it is the pancham purushartha. What is it? Pancham purushartha. This is the fifth purushartha, which is not at all equivalent to any of the four purushas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Pancham pumana. This is the foremost important purushartha of your life. And the Vedic vriksha, this Vedic wisdom tree, is full of various branches in the flowers, which is called as Vedic tree. We call it as a Vedic tree. There is a shloka in Bhagavatam, first canto, which says, Nigam kalpataro galitam phalam shukmukhad amrit drivyam sayuktam pibad bhagavatam rasayam alayam aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Nigam kalpataro galitam phalam shukmukhad amrit drivyam sayuktam. It means this Vedic tree of knowledge is full of various branches, fruits. But the ripened fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. The branches of this tree are Karma Kand, Gyan Kand and Upasana Kand. The flowers of this tree are Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. And the fruits of this tree is Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra. But the ripened fruit, Paka Hua Phal, the ripened fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, somebody who is following the Srimad Bhagavatam in his life, he can become the lawyer. He can become the lawyer. Because he knows what is right and what is wrong. He himself can take decisions in his life. Vedanta Sutra is called as the law book of karma. Because it has codes which is telling what is right karma, what is wrong karma. What is pious, what is sinful. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam contained of lots of glories about Lord. 24 avatar of Lord. And Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important in life. And there are three kinds of Vedas, three types of Vedas, Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya. What are the three? Everybody, Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya. It means you are hearing. Shruti means the knowledge which is gained by hearing. Can you tell me example of Shruti? Anybody? Shruti, example of Shruti. Bhagavan Shri Krishna jab Arjun ko gyan diya, the knowledge when Lord Krishna gave to Arjun, that is Bhagavad Gita. The knowledge which is gained by hearing directly from the Lord is called as Shruti. And the knowledge which is given by remembering the Lord is called as Smriti. So, when Shukadeva Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time he was remembering the Lord, activities of Lord, and he was telling to Parikshit Maharaj. So that is becomes Smriti. And then third is called as Nyaya, the knowledge which is based on the logic, which is called as Vedanta Sutra. But out of these three, Shruti, Nyaya and Smriti, only one Shastra which is Smriti and also Shruti. Can you tell me which is that? Huh? Bhagavad Gita, only Bhagavad Gita becomes Shruti and Smriti. Why? Because Shruti means something which is heard by hearing you gain the knowledge. So Arjun get the knowledge by hearing from Lord. And Smriti, when Sri Krishna left this world and back to his kingdom, at that time Arjun was very disturbed. How can I take my decisions of my life? Like we are disturbed in everyday life. How can we take decisions of our life? At that time what option we have? Just to remember Lord. Arjuna remembered the Lord and suddenly he finds that Lord is giving answers in front of him. And then it becomes Smriti. So the Bhagavad Gita, this is the most important manual of life. What is it? Most important? Do you have a mobile? Everybody has mobile? So do you carry a manual with your mobile? Manual. Most of the intelligent people don't carry it. But manual tells you about like how you can utilize your latest mobile in latest technology. But most people miss on that and they landed in problem, trouble. What happens sometimes, unknowingly they do a lock in their mobile. Then they will keep calling customer care, please tell me how can I open my lock. Unknowingly I kept a lock in my mobile because they didn't read the manual. Similarly, there is a lock in our life. We don't know what is going to happen in our life because we have not read the manual of our life. The manual of our life is Bhagavad Gita. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there are three kinds of knowledge, which is called as Pratyaksha Praman, the sensual perception, Anuman Praman, hypothetically taken evidences, and the Shabda Praman, following the authorities. Pratyaksha Praman is seeing is believing. Seeing is? Have you seen God? Do you believe on God? But people don't believe on God. They say seeing is believing. We have not seen God. So how can we believe on God? But they don't know that Bhagavad Gita tells that we have four defects. First defect is that we are made up of imperfect senses. Just 5 minutes back, light gone. Were we able to see each other? Because of imperfect senses. We don't have imperfect senses to see each other. Without the light, how can we see God? With these imperfect senses, we need a special eyes, which is called as divine eyes, to see the Lord. So there is a pratyaksha praman, means the knowledge which is gained by sensual perception is wrong. There was a scientist, he asked his students, have you ever seen God? Have you ever touched God? Have you ever smelled God? Have you heard God? If you have not heard, if you have not smelled, if you have not touched, if you have not seen, it means God does not exist. All the students clapped. Oh, God does not exist. Wow, what explanation? Then the student stood up and said, sir, we have not touched your brain. We have not seen your brain. We have not smelled your brain. We have not heard your brain. We have not tasted your brain. It means by the sensual perception analogy, your brain does not. And everybody clapped. What an explanation. And that student become who? Anybody knows? That was Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein gave this reply. Means Albert Einstein was a true follower, staunch follower of Bhagavad Gita. And he used to read Bhagavad Gita regularly. Albert Einstein, a famous scientist. And but we people have stopped reading the Shastras. When Prabhupada reached to America, people asked Prabhupada, why did you came to America? We have already taken everything from India. India is a poor country. Now why have you come here? To get what? Then Prabhupada said, I didn't came for taking anything. I came for giving something. They said, oh, what a joke. You don't have anything. How can you give something to us? Prabhupada said, you have taken up everything, but you left one thing. What? The culture of India. Then I came to give you that, the culture of India. Culture of India is that people are dependent on Lord. People understand the value of Shastras. People are so fool that they depend on Ayurveda. They say Ayurveda is perfect. Do you believe or not Ayurveda medical science? People believe on it. But when comes to Vedas, they say we don't believe on Vedas. We don't believe on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a part of Vedas. Ayurveda is a part of Vedas. Means you are accepting one part of Veda and rejecting the another part of Veda. So this is foolish. Prabhupada said this is rascaldom. What are you saying? We can't do like this. That accept one part and reject one part. Cow, if a hen taking some grains from mouth and giving eggs from the backside, do we cut the hen halfway saying that the part in the foremost, this beak is very costly because it eating grains from the beak, and this eggs giving side is very, very wealthy because it is giving eggs every day. So I should cut and keep the backside and reject the front side. Will the hen will be alive? No, hen will die. Similarly, we are doing accepting something, rejecting something. Bhagavad Gita says, Karmanyavadhikaraste mafaleshu kadashana. This slogan everybody knows. And we accept it, Bhagavad Gita. But when Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter goes and it says, Sarva dharman parityajam mamekam sharanam vraja. How can we surrender to Lord after rejecting everything? So people takes what of is their choice and reject what they can't do. Very simply, easily. So this is not like it. We can't do like it. We have to accept the complete Bhagavad Gita Shastras as it is. That is why Prabhupada kept the name of the Bhagavad Gita as Bhagavad Gita as it is. Means there is no change in the knowledge. So we should accept the Vedas or the knowledge scriptures because they are never disapproved and they never amended. The same knowledge was given by the sun god, from the Lord to the sun god Vivaswan. And later on, for re-establishing the dharma, the knowledge was given to Arjun. So that was never disapproved and never amended. Have you heard that anybody disapproved Bhagavad Gita? Even the constitution of India accepts the Bhagavad Gita. Criminal keeps the hand on Bhagavad Gita and says, whatever I say, I will say truth. And how come what is written in Bhagavad Gita is a lie? How can it happen that something in Bhagavad Gita can be a lie? Bhagavad Gita is a perfect knowledge scripture for our manual life. People don't believe on, the problem is they don't believe on the Shastras. We are fighting, we are running behind the technology. And the technology had made people more fool. Do you know, there was two ministers. They import two Mercedes or two cars from the foreign country. They imported two foreign vehicles, cars. And one minister was going through jungle and his driver was driving that car. And what is the quality of that car? That the engine was in the dinghy. And they have to keep the luggage in the bonnet area. Some foreign cars are like it. You have to drive on the left hand side. And the luggage has to be kept in the front side and the engine is on the back side. When that car was going through a jungle, suddenly car stopped because he didn't read the manual. Then driver kicked 2-3 times like an Indian car. Might it start, but it didn't start. Then minister said, open the engine, I will look after. I am a mechanical engineer by profession. He opened the bonnet, there was nothing. He said, oh, that foreign country has mischieved us. They have betrayed us. Why? Because they have given us car without engine. They have given us car without engine. There is no engine. Suddenly they saw the other minister of the same vehicle was coming from that route. And they said, hey minister, please, please stop, stop. We are in trouble. What happened? The company has given us a vehicle without engine. The other minister was more stupid, Mahamurka. He said, oh, don't worry, don't worry. I have extra engine in my diggy. A fool, he don't know that his vehicle was running because of the engine in diggy. So this is the problem, that miracle happen in our life, we don't read manuals. We don't read manuals. And that is the problem with the human life also. We don't read the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the perfect manual for running the human life. You come to know what is right and what is wrong. We are eating the food without offering the Lord. It is a sin. We don't know it till we didn't read Bhagavad Gita. Karmanya vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phal heturbhur mate sangasto karmaniya. Don't say that you are a doer. Krishna is saying, just do the activities. Otherwise you will become a sinful. We don't know this till we didn't read Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja am tam sar papa bhyo mokshami mam shucha. If we didn't read Bhagavad Gita, we never come to know that Krishna, what does Krishna want from us? People say, hey God, what do you want from us? God wants that you read Bhagavad Gita, you chant Hare Krishna. Do you know how advanced is the by this scriptures are how much advanced if we compare it to the modern science? There was a story comes from Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, Gandhari gave birth to how many children? Gandhari, the wife of Dhritarashtra, the famous Mahabharata villain. Hundred. Yes, absolutely correct. 100 children. Do you know how? When Gandhari was going through a pregnancy, at that time, because of anger, she kicked her womb continuously. And by kicking the womb continuously, the embryo came out as it is in the form of a lump. It came out as it is, in a dead lump. And then Vedavyas came, Rishi Vedavyas, who has written so many scriptures. He said, don't worry. He cut it, those lump of piece into 100 pieces and kept in different pots. And after some time, every pot gave the birth to new child. What is the technology now called as? Introverto fertility. You know, the children are born in test tubes, test tube babies. But still, modern science is not developed that they can develop child outside of the test tube. They can develop the baby in the test tube and then implant in the mother. But they cannot develop the complete child of a 9-month outside the mother's womb. But at that time, the Shastra says that was so much powerful. And also comes in Ramayana, Ravan used to fly on Pushpak Viman. That used to fly by his mind. Wherever he want to go, he can go. How nice. We should also have one Viman like it, everybody. Pushpak Viman. So don't have to worry every day about red lights. You can fly by your mind. Office, temple, easily. Pushpak Viman. But now Wright Brothers has by so many tensions and strategies, they come into invention of flight, which needs so much of petrol, running area, landing area. That was not required by Ravan. He has a Viman, he has a plane which can fly from the same spot and come, like in helicopter. And helicopter creates sound, but even the Ravan flight doesn't use to create sounds. Then comes the Brahmastra. Brahmastra was used by Ashwatthama in the Mahabharata. He just thrown one Brahmastra one time. And what happened? That Brahmastra reached to Abhimanyu's wife, Utra. And and try to destroy the child within the womb without hurting the mother. If I need to fire your bullet, then that bullet first go through you and then will kill your child. But at that time the science was so advanced that mother will live alive but the child will be killed. That is the power of the Brahmastra. So see how much powerful are the scriptures and our histories. People say that it doesn't happen. History means it happened. Akbar was there? Yes. Chanakya was there? Yes. Ashoka the Great was there? Yes. Then how come the Arjun was not there? Everybody was there. History says it, Mahabharata. And Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. History. It is not something coming from sky. It is part of Mahabharata. Then comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto 31st chapter that it is explained how the embryo grows in the womb of a mother. From a simple sperm to a 9-month-old baby. The stages are being explained, which the gynecologist doesn't know even today. If you give them Bhagavatam, they will be surprised to see, oh, it is so much detail given in scriptures. Even the gynecologist science doesn't know about it. They do the deliveries. They give the birth to the children just by cutting the umbilical cord. But they don't know how a child grows from a sperm to a 9-month-old baby. They don't know about it. The scriptures are so much powerful knowledge. Cow dung. Scriptures say the cow dung is antiseptic. Cow dung is antiseptic. People don't believe on it. When they test it, they come to know. That is why in previous days, people used to keep cow dung in the floor of their houses, in the mud houses. How many of you belong to villages? So, can anybody tell about cow dung usage? How we use Prabhuji cow dung? In puja they used to keep cow dung on the floors for rituals. So it means the most important I have seen in villages that people used to keep cow dung in the kitchen area because it is antiseptic, most hygiene. So the kitchen in that era was more hygienic instead of today's era. And it is also given in the Shastra that the plants can talk, but people don't believe on it. The so-called scientists don't believe on it. The plants has a life. Dr. Bose from Calcutta has done some tests on plants. He kept some speakers on the plants. When you cut trees, the trees cry. There are the sounds being recorded by the scientists. And then they come to know the plants also have life. When you talk with them, they will reply you. When you water them, they become happy. When you take the fruits from them, they become happy because they become lighter. But when you cut them, they cry. It is written in Shastras 5000 years back. And people now come to know about it. So our Shastras are more powerful. Ayurveda, the medicine of science, this medical science is given in 5000 years back in the Vedas. And people are now accepting the Ayurveda. Allopathy is wrong. Homeopathy doesn't suit us. Ayurvedic is very good. Prabhuji, please can you give me Ayurvedic cream? Matajis go to shops and ask for Ayurvedic cream for their facial makeups and all. So this Ayurvedic cream, Ayurveda is coming up very frequently, which is 5000 years old. It is not something new. And it was written in Shastra that once Mayadhanav was in the Khandavan of Braj Mandal. There are 12 one in Braj. So Mayadhanav was in a fire. He was stuck in fire all around. Then Arjun came. Krishna asked Arjun, can you please help Mayadhanav to get rid of this fire? Because Mayadhanav was very intelligent. When he was in fire, he chanted Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And at that time, Krishna sent Arjun that Arjun, you go and save Mayadhanav. Then Arjun saved Mayadhanav. Mayadhanav become happy that you saved my life. Now I want to give something to you as a reward. And what he gave? He gave Yantrik Shastra, means the science of technology, mechanical science. But Arjun said, I am not going to open this Shastra in this Dwapar Yuga. I will open and save it for Kali Yuga. Because the people in Kali Yuga will be very happily accepted. And you have seen, most of the people like to become mechanical engineer and the computer engineer. Because this is a Yantrik Shastra given by Mayadhanav for the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada used to ask, you people are creating so many malls and cinema halls in the land area, farm area. And one day you will, how will you get the wheat to eat? You are opening so many factories. Everybody wants to make their child as mechanical engineer, computer engineer or doctor. Anybody who wants to make their child as farmer here? Anybody farmer wants to make their child as farmer? Nobody? See, if nobody wants to make their child as farmer, farmer also wants to make their child as engineer, doctor, what will happen after 50 years? There will be no wheat, no rice, no grain. Means you have to eat nut, bolt, microchips, pen drives. Prabhuji, I am very hungry. Beta, please bring 2 pen drives. 5 GB I will eat so that I can have my breakfast. Papa, what will you have in dinner? Hard disk will be okay for 500 GB. Today is a feasting, 1 TB will help. So this is going to happen after 50 years. If we don't take care of the land area, farm area, malls are there. People don't go to malls also nowadays. They are bored. So many shops and nothing to purchase. If they really want to purchase, they will go to a grocery shop. Isn't it? Nobody goes to malls to purchase. They just go to? For? Window shopping. Machadi goes for that. Yes. Window shopping. We go for window shopping. Look at some here, something here, something here, something here. Purchase a 10 rupee ice cream and come back. Isn't it, Mataji? Yes. People are wasting their time going to malls. There is nothing to purchase. You don't believe on them. What are they selling? You believe on the person who is in your lane, the nearby market shop, and you purchase from there. So the technology is changing, and thereby you need some shastras to be taken up in your life so that your life becomes successful. It is said in Shastras, in Padam Puran, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantra Nishfal Mata Atha Kalo Bhavishyanti Chatu Varha Sampradayaniya. In Kalyuga there are 4 Sampradayas through which if you take knowledge, your life will become perfect. The first Sampradaya is called as Shri Sampradaya. Shri Sampradaya is a Sampradaya in which Lord gave the knowledge to Lakshmi Ji. And the Acharya of that Sampradaya is known as Ramanujacharya. And then comes the Rudra Sampradaya, which belongs to Shivji, Lord Shiva, in which the knowledge of Lord was given to Lord Shiva first. And the Acharya of that Sampradaya is known as Vishnu Swami. And then comes the Brahma Sampradaya, in which the Lord gave the knowledge to Brahma Ji. And the Acharya of that is Madhavacharya. And then comes the Kumar Sampradaya, in which the knowledge from the Lord was given to 4 Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sankadi, Adi Kumar. And the Acharya for that Sampradaya was Nimbarka Swami, Nimbarka Acharya. So out of these 4 Sampradaya, if you don't belong to any of the Sampradaya, you cannot achieve the knowledge in proper manner from disciplic succession. And the ISKCON belongs to 3rd Sampradaya, which is known as Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. If you take the knowledge from Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya as it is, then you can understand the Lord, because there is nothing been given mental faculty. Shri Radha Rukmini Dwarkadish Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Marani ki, Panch Tatta Gaur Nitai ki jai, Padit Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, please sit. The lecture is still continuing. We will continue for 5-10 minutes more, and then we will stop and we will go for question and answers. So these are the 4 Sampradaya. The 3rd Sampradaya is called as Brahma Sampradaya, which is our Sampradaya, Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. If you achieve the knowledge through Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya, then you will achieve the knowledge in disciplic succession. Disciplic succession means the knowledge from the Lord was given to Brahmaji. From Brahmaji it came to Narad. From Narad it came to Vyasadev, and from Vyasadev it is continuing till A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and from Srila Prabhupada is continuing to you. If you join this movement, then you can achieve the knowledge coming from the Lord directly. It is not something that some human being has written some shastras. We have already discussed about this, that how did Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are the true knowledge. And it is also given in the Bhagavad Padam Puran that Kala Pratham Sandhyayam Gaurangathama Mahitale Bhagirathi Tati Rame Bhavishyami Sachisuta. Means the predictions are also given in the Shastras. Padam Puran says that in Kali Yuga, Kala Pratham Sandhyayam, in the first Sandhya of Kali Yuga, Gaurangathama Mahitale, Gauranga Mahaprabhu will come. How will come? Bhagirathi Tati Rame, on the shores of Ganga River. And Bhavishyami Sachi Suta, he will become the son of Shachi Mata. And it happened. And it happened. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you can see the deities of God Nithai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came 527 years back in Kali Yuga, in Calcutta, here in India only. So you can understand how powerful the Shastras are. They have given predictions in Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter. It is written that Buddha will appear. In 5000 years back it has said Buddha will appear, and Buddha, Lord Buddha appeared in Kali Yuga. It is written that Chanakya will appear, and Chanakya appeared in Kali Yuga. It is written that Chandragupta Maurya will appear, and it has written that Chandragupta Maurya appeared. So if you can compare the Shastras and the history, you will find the Shastras predicted already what happened in history. So you can understand how powerful are the Shastras. If you read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, you also can give this knowledge to others. You will be surprised that Prabhuji is giving so many examples from where, because I read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, that is why I can give you the so much more information. If you also read, you can get the information same as it is. It is also written in Bhagavatam that in coming era, people will sell water and food. 5000 years back, it was written that after 5000 years, people will sell water and food. Didn't you see people are selling water nowadays? Bisleri water. Didn't you see people are selling food? McDonald's burger. People are giving. In previous era, people used to give free of the cost food, free of water. Wells were there, taps were there, rivers were there, but now nothing is here. Because people are advancing in technology. They want to be more advanced. But Prabhupada used to explain that in previous era, people used to eat in golden plates. Do you know? In Mahabharata, people used to eat in golden plates. While the Mahabharata Yudha was going on, people eating in golden plates. Gold plates. Sona. And then, not only they used to eat, they used to throw it away after utilizing. So when this yagya was happened by Yudhishthira Maharaj, which is called as Mahayagya, at that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Arjun, Arjun, how can I get some money for doing this yagya? Because I have already given every money in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Then Arjun asked Krishna, Krishna, from where we can get money for the yagya? Then Krishna said, you can go to the garbage and you can pick all the golden plates thrown by the warriors. Because at that time people used to eat in golden plates and used to throw it away. Then came the era of silver plates. Then came the era of people used to eat in brass. You have seen, I think you have seen in your villages, brass plates. Then came the era of steel plates. And now is the advanced era of paper plates. Haribol! We are advancing every day. So we are happy that we are advancing, eating in paper plate. From gold plate, we have come to paper plate. Still we are happy. Prabhuji, how are you? I am very happy. Oh, so much advancement. Every year we are developing in technology. Oh, we are stupid. From gold plate we have come to paper plate. Still we are very, very much proud on our technology. It is written that people will eat children in coming era, 5000 years back. Can you imagine? Still in India people cannot imagine. People can eat children. But children are freely available in Japan. You know? people are eating fetus. Fetus that is not fully grown, or the child which are orphan, parent doesn't want to accept the child as their child, they give the child to the shops. And people cut, chefs cut and put some salt and masala on that and sell it in Japan. If you go, you can find half fetus, 3 month fetus, 5 month fetus, all the aborted fetus, abortion fetus are available in the market for eating. It is written 5000 years back. And Japan was not at that time. Japan developed later, but people are eating. It was given that the relationship will be based on desires. Husband and wife relation will be depend on desires. Till the time husband is fulfilling the desire of women or the wife is fulfilling the desire of husband, they will live together. Otherwise, there will be no relationship. And that is why divorce came up. You cannot imagine people, I was giving lecture once and people asked me that Prabhuji, why the Krishna was born in jail? Kansa was so stupid that he know that 8 son of Devaki will kill me. Then why did he kept Devaki and Vasudev in the same jail? He could have kept Devaki in another jail and Vasudev in another jail. And then Krishna will never come. They don't know that Krishna is God. He can come from pillar also like Narsingha Dev. But people ask this question. But I replied that in that era, 5000 years back, people never can think of enemy also going through divorce. But now people like to go through divorce. They are very happy their sisters and brothers are going through divorce. They take marriage very easily, they break marriage very easily. Because the marriages are dependent on desires, not on the relationships. It is written that people will live together but will not marry. It also happening. Living relationship was not 5000 years back, but it is written in Shastras. It is written in Bhagavatam that Prayena Alpa Ayeshu Kalo Yugas Kalo Asminim Yuge Jana Mand Sumand Matyo Mand Bhagyam Upadratam. Prayena Alpa Ayeshu, people will have a short age. At that time people used to have 1000 year age. Vishnu Pitama was 350 year old. Krishna was 125 year old. Arjuna was 80 year old. And now 80 year old cannot fight, cannot walk. How can he fight? So the age is decreasing, and it is written in Shastra that at the end of Kali Yuga, the death rate will come up to 20 years. People, child will give birth to another child at the age of 7 years. 7 year girl will become mother. And recently in America, 9 year old girl gave birth to a baby. Can you understand it? How this Kali Yuga is increasing day by day? It is all written in Shastras that in Kali Yuga it will happen. Manda Sumanda, people will be lazy. We are lazy. If we ask us to come at 4 o'clock in the temple, sorry Prabhuji, it is sleeping time. Isn't it? People are Manda Sumanda. Matyo, they are unlucky also. They are unlucky. Whatever they do, they will think that we are unlucky. We want to achieve this, we achieve this. We want to achieve this, we achieve this. Even we want to achieve this, we achieve this. So we want every time we desire for something higher, whatever we achieve. It means we always think ourselves as unlucky. Though we have a very big house, we have big car, we have good child, still we will say, we are very unlucky. Whatever we want to do, we cannot achieve in our life. We are unlucky. Mand sumand matyo, mand bhagyo hi upadritam. And people will be bewildered. There will be fights, quarrels. You can see when you go on roads, if your car gets touched to another car, people will kick on your face. How could you touch my car? You know how much important this car is to me? It is a very powerful statement. At that time, people used to love people and use things. People has used to love people and use things. And now, people love things and use people. So this era is completely coming. We are bounded by nature. And still, we don't want to go to Krishna's lotus feet. If we go back to Lord, these kind of trouble will not come in our life because we will not take birth again to see these kind of Kali Yuga coming very, very fastly in our lives. So there are two kinds of Aroha Panta and Avroha Panta, ascend inductive method and the deductive method. The Avroha Panta is the knowledge acquired by hearing, and the knowledge acquired by our own is called as the Aroha Panta. The scientists are so intelligent that they have given Darwin theory. Do you know what is Darwin theory? Can anybody explain what is Darwin theory? Darwin theory, survival for the fittest and more. Theory of evolution, exactly. Theory of evolution says that our forefathers were monkey. From monkey came a half monkey, and then come a half man, then come uncivilized man, and later on come a complete man. But Prabhupada used to say that Darwin theory, Darwin was not a perfect scientist. He has given a useless theory. How? Because monkeys are also available and the men are also available. But in between so many changes came, nothing is available. If monkeys has converted to any man, then monkeys should or not be there. But monkeys are also available and men are also available means that monkey is a different species and man is a different species. So when Prabhupada said this, the scientist in America said, "Oh, Prabhupada, you Swamiji, you don't know anything. Darwin was the biggest, smartest scientist. But now, if you search on Google, Yahoo, you will find that they have written Darwin was the biggest fool of the era." The same scientists have written that Darwin was the biggest fool of the era because he don't know that two species were different. There is nothing called evolution. And then there was also a report came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you know, Neil Armstrong landed on moon. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was sitting like this and Prabhupada replied, no one can reach to moon. Then that devotee said, no, Prabhupada, they have landed on moon, Neil Armstrong. The world is all, everybody is saying, appreciating Neil Armstrong for landing on moon. We have also recorded some video. Prabhupada said, okay, show me. Then they shown the video to Prabhupada, and on that Prabhupada saw that there was a flag, and flag was doing like this. Then Prabhupada said, Neil Armstrong was also fool. Then devotee become surprised. The devotee said, Prabhupada, how every time you criticize scientists, Neil Armstrong landed on moon, everybody is appreciating, all the world appreciating, clapping. Prabhupada said, see, he took one book of science and said, there is no air on moon. Then how could a flag can blow? Flag cannot blow without air. There is no air on moon. It means they landed on somewhere else. And now if you search on Google, they have also understood that Neil Armstrong landed in Antarctica, in this another continent with a snow. And there is air, that is where flag is going. But if we exactly gone to moon doesn't have any air, so flag cannot blow. So people are fooling, scientists are fooling, and that process is called as inductive process. Whereas our process is called as deductive process. Deductive means the knowledge coming from Krishna as it is. So that is why we have chosen the today's topic, holy books for the unholy crooks. We people are unholy because we don't believe in the holy books. We don't read Bhagavad Gita. Can I ask the question, how many of you sitting here read Bhagavad Gita every day? How many of you sitting here read Bhagavad Gita every day? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 people, those who are devotees, 7 people are reading Bhagavad Gita every day. How unfortunate. So much of science is given in this Bhagavad Gita, but people don't want to read Bhagavad Gita. It is like, you know, that happiness comes by reading Bhagavad Gita. People don't know it. The story comes, there was a bubble bee. Bubble bee, you know, Madhumakki. Bubble bee was doing this. And she saw that I am getting the nectar from the flower, the honey from the flower in minute form. Why don't I go inside? There is a bottle of honey, shahad ki bottle. There is a bottle of honey kept inside on a table, and bubble bee came inside. And what she does? She trying to eat the nectar, honey nectar from the outside wall of the bottle. And she said, And later on, after 5-10 minutes, she fall down. Oh, I am tired. Did she get any honey? Why? Because she want to eat it from the outside. We all have Bhagavad Gita in our house. It is kept in the temple hall and we keep Agarbatti and Dhupbatti to this Bhagavad Gita. And we think that happiness comes to our life. We have to open the bottle of honey, then we can taste the nectar of honey. Otherwise, till the time you don't read Bhagavad Gita, happiness will never come to your life. Do you understand now? Now, how many of you after going from this session will read Bhagavad Gita? Still few people are busy in this material life, they don't want to read Bhagavad Gita. Okay, it is up to you. It is a choice. It is a loving relationship to the God. How many of you want to become happy? Oh, everybody wants to become happy. How many of you will read Bhagavad Gita? Haribo! So this is my request that once you go from here, you read Bhagavad Gita, you purchase one Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the song sung by the Lord to Arjuna. That is why it is called as Bhagavad Gita. There were one elephant. Have you heard the story of elephant and the blinds? There was one elephant and 5 or 6 blinds were there, blinds. Blinds, you know, blind men without eyes. And they reached to elephant and said, first said, 5 of them asked, what is there? One said, oh, it is a big wall in front of me, very big wall. But it is moving wall. It is moving wall. It is moving wall. Second said, holding to the trunk. Oh, I have hold a one big snake. It is a snake. Then one hold the feet of elephant and said, it is a pillar. One hold the tail and said, it is a rope. Then 5 of them were fighting. It rope, snake, pillar, house, wall. 5 of them fighting. We are also fighting. God is Shiva. God is Brahma. God is Durga. God is Sai Baba. God is Krishna. Fighting. Because we all are blind. We don't know what is written in Shastras. Then one day what happened? One man who has eyes, he came. And then 5 of them asked, can you see? Yes, I can see. Can you tell us what is in our courtyard? It's a very big thing, but we are unable to know what is it. Then he said, it is elephant. It is elephant. So who told that it is elephant? One who has eyes. So the guru has eyes. The person who has taken knowledge from the disciplic succession has eyes. And if you ask that person who has eyes, what is the real, who is the real God? What is the real scriptures? Then he can tell you that there is a real scripture which is known as Bhagavad Gita. There is real God who is known as Krishna. And very easily you can surrender to the Lord. Otherwise your life will go away, but you will never come to know who is real Lord. So from whenever you go from here, I request you to chant and read Bhagavad Gita. What will you chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And what will you read? They will read, you will not read. What will you read? No, they will not read. What will you read? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, you can ask me very quickly. Then we can move on to prasadam after 5 minutes. Yes, there is a question. Can you loudly speak on your question? Prabhuji is asking that chanting 16 round mantra is more important or reading Bhagavad Gita is more important. Very nice question, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your question. But if you will not read Bhagavad Gita, you will never come to know the importance of chanting 16 rounds. No. You have to do both of the things. Like, you drive your car and you read the manual of the car. If you will not read the manual, only drive, that is also not sufficient. If you will read the manual and don't drive the car, that is also not sufficient. So you have to do both the activities. Chant your rounds and read your Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, you have to do the two activities on regular basis. Read and chant. So you read Bhagavad Gita, one shloka a day. There is a small verb, we used to say proverb. One apple a day keeps. And there is a small verb by Bhagavad Gita also. One shloka a day keeps Yamdut away. So if you take Bhagavad Gita shloka one by one, there are 700 shlokas. In 700 days you can read Bhagavad Gita and you can understand the value of your life and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Any questions? Yes, Ruji, have a question. Four kind of people come to me, yes. What? Huh? Yes. What? Krishna wants to say that four kind of people come to me, arth, artharthi, jnani, jigyasu. So, it means that somebody who will get the knowledge. Knowledge means by here the Krishna want to say bhakti jnana. It is not about simple knowledge. Like I gave an example that donkey will carry a lots of rice. Washerman will carry lots of rice on his back from one part to the another part. Well, he will never get a grain, a plate of rice to eat. He has to eat only dry grass. So only the knowledge which is not taking you to surrender Krishna, it is waste. So Krishna is saying that the person is lovable who will do bhakti jnana. It is not about only the shushka jnana. It is bhakti my jnana. If you do bhakti, if you chant Hare Krishna and you read Bhagavad Gita, then hirday jnana prakashito. Then the knowledge will come in your heart. You don't need to become very expert shloka reciter. 18,000 shlokas. 1 lakh shlokas. It doesn't mean. Because the more important is you have to surrender to Krishna. You have to accept Krishna as God. Prabhupada used to say one story that there was one parrot. He used to chant shlokas every day. What shloka of Bhagavad Gita? Dharam jetre kuru chetre samaveta yuyasva mamaka pandavas chayva kim kurvata sanjaya. One day cat came and holds the neck of the parrot. Parrot said, what parrot said? Krishna, Krishna. Parrot said, kai, kai, kai. Prabhupada said, similar will happen to you. You will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But if you will not chant from heart, if you don't have a knowledge that Krishna is the supreme proprietor of the universe, then what will happen? When the death will come to you at the last, you will also chant, Ken, your life will go away. So Krishna is saying, I like the bhakti jnana. It's not only jnana. Everything is related to bhakti. Because there are four kinds of subjects being spoken in Bhagavad Gita. Karma yoga, jnana yoga or bhakti yoga. Jnana yoga means the knowledge which make you connect to the Lord. Karma which connect you to Lord. Bhakti which connect you to Lord. Yoga means connecting. Yoga doesn't mean doing your pranayam and your other asanas. Asanas are for the body fitness. But the karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga is for the fitness of the soul. So we are doing the process for the soul. So if you do the process for your soul, chanting and reading, then you can attain the love of God. Is it okay, Puruji? Who said this? It means that man, woman means let I tell you a very simple story. Have you heard about Mirabai? Mirabai was in Vrindavan. And when Mirabai reached to Vrindavan, she wanted to meet the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami. When she said that I want to meet Rupa Goswami, then Rupa Goswami said, I don't meet women. Then Jiva Goswami came back and told to Mirabai that Rupa Goswami said we don't meet women because he is a renounced person, he is a sannyasi, he don't meet to the women. Then Mirabai replied, I thought in this universe there is only one man, all other are women. Who is the one man? Krishna. Krishna is the only man of this complete universe, all other are women. So by that purport it means that we all other souls are what? We are the women. That is why it is said that Gopi Bhav is the topmost Bhav. When you attain the love of God in the Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav means when you understood the real position of the soul. Real position of the soul is to serve the Lord in Gopi Bhav. We all are female. Nobody is male. Only Krishna. Ekla Prabhu Krishna are Sababhrata. All are servants of Krishna. Only Purna Purushottam Krishna is only one Purusha. So there is no gender biasness. We all are women. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Any other questions? So it's 9 o'clock. We should finish here. Thank you so much for coming on Saturday Love Feast. Tomorrow is a Hindi class. Sunday Love Feast at 7:30. We request you to come back again. And come regularly. Chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna.